Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you miss Kirk Cousins at 11 a.m., we'll re-air it for you at 1. Remember, we got tickets on Grant and Danny today. Wizards Mavericks. You can win a pair of those tickets to see the Wiz take on the Mavs at 1:45. We're going to play a fun little game at that time for those tickets. It's been a crazy day. Robert Griffin called in. We talked to him for about 25 minutes. If you missed that, you're going to want to grab the podcast at grantanddanny.com/audio. We're talking about yesterday's loss to the Cowboys. Allen's in Centerville. He's got something that's been grinding his gears. What's up, Allen?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call again. Hey, so look, everybody just needs to calm down and get off Kirk Cousins. I mean, come on, we were handed this weather yesterday. That's the worst weather you can play in. I mean, even if you're playing in the snow, it's better than what we had yesterday with no running game. Who we need to get on is who's making these decisions to bring in these running backs. Let's not include Chris Thompson. I consider him a really good running back, especially a third down running back, but somebody who can actually run up the middle, actually gain more than 3.8 yards a carry. Kirk Cousins is still a solid, great quarterback that we need to keep here, and we need to give him the money he deserves. But you can't compare other quarterbacks that are really good running back. I'm sorry, really good quarterbacks that have a good or really good running back and be able to spread the ball out like that. I mean, look at Ezekiel Elliott, what he did against us. I mean, that's how he crushed us. He took advantage of that situation, and Dallas took full advantage of that. They ran it like we couldn't.
Yeah, pretty much, I would say. And thank you for the call, dude. I mean, we decide what we judge quarterbacks on, and it's always very strange. You give guys the benefit of the doubt or you don't. Now, I give, for example, Matthew Stafford some credit. He had a better season without Calvin Johnson than with him a couple times over, right? If Matt Stafford loses Julio Jones, is he a better or worse quarterback? If Ben Roethlisberger doesn't have Antonio Brown, is he a better or worse quarterback? You can go down the list. I'm sure Eli Manning's going to put up great numbers without Odell Beckham Jr., one of the great receivers in the game. You could go down the list. So is Kirk Cousins a worse quarterback in terms of his overall ability to execute this offense with three offensive linemen out, a fourth one leaves during the game, 2,000-yard receivers, one of them is the best deep threat in the history of the sport, not named Randy Moss, and Pierre Garçon, as dependable as they come. You lose those guys, are you going to be better?
Yeah, he's on pace for almost 30 touchdowns and over 4,000 yards. He ain't the problem. He just isn't. If you watch these games and you come away thinking, man, if only they had a better quarterback. You went in with your mind made up or you got an axe to grind. There's just no way impartially you can watch these games and go, the reason the Redskins lost to the Cowboys, yeah, I know they gave up 150 rushing yards to Ezekiel Elliott, and I know their outside receivers dropped a bunch of passes, and I know they can't run the ball at all. I know they had a blocked field goal kick when they were about to go up 10 points.
Fumbling a kick return.
I know they fumbled a kick return. I know that they missed an extra point. But that Cousins guy, I'll tell you, if that's how you think, you can't be helped. I'd love to get to a point where the conversation is not after the game, just how did Cousins play? Because yesterday, the week before, most of this season, that shouldn't be the conversation at all. He was one of the guys on the field who played pretty well, who gave them a chance. Now, as I said earlier, did he play a great fourth quarter? No,
no,
wasn't even a good fourth quarter. It was a fourth quarter that made it difficult at times. But there are reasons for that. You'll say they're excuses, and you've got your mind made up, so you get upset. But when there is a driving rain, and when you do not have a running game, when you're throwing every down because you're down a couple possessions, and when you don't have receivers you trust on the outside because they got more drops than catches at that point, it's not going to be that great. That's just the way it is. But I tend to agree with the call, which is, it is somewhat of a setback, not for the fan base, but for the organization, if this still is the way that every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday goes at Redskins Park. I don't think that it is. I think Jay Gruden kind of knows this guy's good enough. How do we keep him around without having to break the bank? The question is, what does Dan think? What does Bruce think?
What does Bruce think?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how much different they think sometimes than just your average fan.
Remember, Bruce referenced that Giants game 6 months after it happened.
Brian's in D.C. Brian, you got to be real quick because we're going to re-air Kirk Cousins next.
Hey, Brian.
I just think we was evenly matched. They just made more plays on turnovers, and they just made more plays than we did. We got 3 points off turnovers. I think they maybe got, 10? And I think we should keep Kirk Cousins because Kirk Cousins is the most stable quarterback we had around here since Joe Theismann. That's all I got to say.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for the phone call. Speaking of Cousins, we asked him about playing in the rain. We asked him about all the new linemen. We asked him what went wrong on his interception. Looked like the ball slipping out of his hands in the second half a bunch. And how can he clean that up in the future? You'll hear all those things next right here on Grant and Danny on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.